Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
If we reject what Jesus says, those same words are going to judge us on the last day.
Be holy.
All right, we have a great study for you today. We're going to go over to St. John chapter 12. Tell us.
Verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
He that rejects me and does not receive my words has one that judges him.
Now, wait a minute. If we reject what Jesus said, then it's not Jesus doing the judging at the end. Something else is going to judge us. Watch this.
The word that I have spoken,
mm-hmm.
the same shall judge him in the last day.
So if we reject what Jesus says, those same words are going to judge us on the last day. So in other words, the Bible or the scriptures are going to judge us on the last day. The scriptures are going to judge every last one of us on the last day. If we obey the scriptures, we go where there's no air conditioning needed. If we disobey the scriptures, then we go to where there is no air conditioning. Does everybody understand? So if we obey God, we go to be with Him. If we disobey God, we got to go to hell. That's what we have to do. Read it again.
He that rejects me and does not receive my words has one that judges him.
Who's going to judge us?
Jesus and the Word.
Yeah. Jesus is going to use that same Bible that you have under your arm to judge you with. That same Bible on your app, on your phone, that Bible app on your phone, he's going to use that same app. Those same words are going to judge you because you had no excuse now. You have no excuse because you have it on your phone. You have it in your Bible. You have it in your living room. You have it someplace in the house. You have it some. It's supposed to be in your heart. That's where it's supposed to be.
Right.
But you have it written down somewhere. So now you have no excuse. Now you didn't have an excuse before because God said it. When God said it, that made you guilty. But now he's telling you, he says, if you reject what I said, the words that I say are going to judge you on the last day. Those same words are the scriptures. Those scriptures are going to judge everybody. And so when I tell people we have to live by the scriptures, that's why I'm telling you that, because those same scriptures are going to turn around to bite you. That's what they're going to do. You sit there and you say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And you're going to sit there and recite that. And then you forget that you also have to obey that same son. And so when you disobey that same son and those commands that he gave, he says here that those same words that he spoke are going to judge you on the last day. That's what he said. I did not write this. Most churches will never teach this. I'm showing this to you so that you will have no excuse. I could care less if you join my church. I could care less if you even go to our Facebook page. I'm telling you this so that you would have no excuse. And those who really want to obey God will hear what I'm saying and start obeying him. Even if they're a sinner and they're listening to this, if God was talking to them and they hear the Lord because they want to do what's right, but for some reason they can't, they want to do what's right, the word of God is going to help them do what's right. But those of you who reject what he says, the word of God says that the word, the scriptures, the word of God is going to judge every last one of us at the end of time. Nobody's going to get away. Nobody's going to say they didn't know. The scripture says, you are now without excuse. Matter of fact, had Jesus never come, you'd be free to do whatever you wanted. But because Jesus showed up, because he showed up, you are judged already. So there's no reason for you to discredit and disobey what God has already said. Now, you can say, I didn't grow up in a church like that. My pastor didn't tell me that. My pastor did this. We studied love and we studied this. I'm telling you, I'm giving you love right now by telling you the truth. Love is truth. If you don't begin to obey the word of God the way God told us all to obey, you're going to be judged by that same word that you rejected. You will not get away. Neither will I. Nobody has ever gotten away with sin, and it's not going to start with you. I'm telling you for your own good, we have to obey the words of God. Tell us.
Proverbs 15, verse 32.
Yeah.
He that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that heareth the reproof gets understanding.
Listen to that. Read it again.
He that refuses instruction.
If you refuse instruction. See, this is the same thing Jesus is saying when he said, if you reject what I'm telling you. All he's doing is quoting scripture.
Right.
You thought he was making up a New Testament. That ain't nothing but the Old Testament. And he's saying it over again to let you know that you're going to be guilty and caught guilty if you don't obey it. Keep reading.
He that refuses instruction.
He that refuses instruction.
Despises his own soul.
You hate yourself. You hate yourself when you disobey. You don't want the instruction. You hate yourself.
But he that hears reproof. Gets understanding.
See? And that's why Jesus said some of the sinners are going to make it in before the saints. Because they're going to change and obey what he said. Now, those of us who are supposed to be believers, I can go through a list of things I know most of you have not done. Most of you have not received the Holy Ghost. Most of you have not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Most of you do not treat your fellow man right. Most of you don't live right. Most of you cheat on your husband. Some of you cheat on your wife. I mean, if I just go through a list of things that God told us not to do and told us things to do, we're totally opposite of what he said. And so those very things are going to catch us. And when they do, they're going to sit and judge us. Go ahead.
Verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom.
How many of you fear the Lord? Raise your hand. Yeah. See, most people say they fear the Lord, but they don't, because they pick and choose what parts of what things that Jesus said. They pick and choose what things Jesus said, whether they're going to obey this one or disobey that one. They pick and choose which ones they want to obey. Whichever commands that Jesus had, he gave them to us for a reason. And so we have to obey them. If you even go back to Matthew chapter 28, it talks about teaching them to obey all of the commands that I've given you. So there are a list of commands that Jesus gave to the disciples. And so if the disciples are giving them to you and you reject them, those same words are going to turn around and judge everybody. It's going to judge everybody. So it's best that we make up in our minds to obey God now while we have the chance, because everybody will be judged by these same words, and nobody, including you and your mother and your father, will get away. Nobody's going to get away. Everybody's going to be called back from the grave and stand before God according to these words that are written. And he's going to ask you, why didn't you obey him? And you better have the right answer. You better have the right answer. Matter of fact, if you're standing in the judgment, you're in the wrong place if you're a believer. Because believers don't get judged by God. They've already been judging themselves every single day by this word that Jesus said is going to judge us. So if we judge ourselves with this word every day, we don't have to stand before God. If you're obedient, if you're obedient, you never have to stand before the judge. So if God is the judge and you're obedient to him, why are you standing there? You don't have to be there. Who will stand before God being judged? The sinners. Those who disobey God. Now, the twist to this is going to be a lot of people that will be standing before God will be those who were in church. A lot of the people in church have not done and refused to do what God says. And so a lot of them will be in front of God being judged. And trust me, if you're being judged, there's nothing else to be done but go straight to hell. I'm trying to keep you from being judged. I'm trying to give you the information so that you can make a proper decision, a conscious decision. So listen, we have to obey what Jesus said, because if we don't obey what he says, he said the word, the scriptures, the Bible is going to be used to judge us. That's going to judge us. Read on.
And before honor is humility.
Yeah. Before honor, there's humility. You are not going to obey God with pride. You're not going to be able to do that. You have to be humble to obey God. You have to be, because if you aren't humble, you're not going to obey God. You have to be humble. You cannot obey God with pride in your heart. With pride, that cancels all your humbleness.
Yeah.
And what you're trying to do is obey God. So you got to be humble and obeying God. You don't want to do anything that will make you miss the mark with God. We're trying to all make the mark. And so once you start obeying God, it's totally up to you. You can't just go back to sinning. You have to stay where you are and obey God. And so you have to go through what Jesus said, find out what he said do and what he said not to do. And that way you will be saved, because you're going to obey what he said and you will never have to stand in front of the judge. Tell us.
1 Corinthians 6.
Yeah.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God?
See? Those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God. There's nothing that you're going to be able to get away with, because everything that is wrong, that you're doing wrong, is written in the scriptures, and God is holding us responsible. Listen, what I'm going to need every one of you to do is to go to our Facebook page at Be Holy Broadcast. Contact us, start a conversation with us. We'll be glad to speak with you. Can't wait to meet you all. I can't wait to see you all in heaven. Listen, make up in your mind to be holy.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.